Okay, good morning, everybody. This is Byron. Welcome to the council meeting, May 21st. And you should all be able to see the agenda on Adobe Connect. It looks like the... Sorry, so just as a reminder, you can put your hand up, and I will try to manage that as well as possible. Bart, if you see me missing something, please let me know. So let's dive right in. Agenda item number one, apologies. Are there any apologies, Gabby?
We just have one, and that's for Margarita.
Just from Margarita?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I understand we also have a new staff person on the call, Kim Carlson. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct, Kim.
Okay, well, welcome, Kim. Hello from me and from the council. Welcome to the CCNSO.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good, and I gather you'll be spending about 20% of your time with the secretariat?
Yeah, that's correct, mostly with the ISTAC group, and then you'll see me around the CCWG accountability group as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds like lots of fun. All right, then, on to agenda item number two, minutes and actions. Christina, can you update us on the action items?
Yes. Hello, Byron. I sent an email to the council earlier today, and we have three actions. They're all completed. I don't know if you want me to read them or if it's...
If you could just remind us of the title of each.
Yep. Okay, it's the first one is action 106-01. It's the secretariat to inform the co-chairs and the membership of the CCWG Internet Governance about Young M. Lee's appointment as co-chair, and that has been done. And action 106-02 is the chair to send a note to the ICANN board declaring that the CCNSO would be willing to try the new format of interacting between the board and the CCTLD community, but also reserves its right to come back to the board with an evaluation of the change. And it's completed. The note has been sent to Steve Crocker, and we're waiting to hear back from Steve, as far as I understand. And the last action is 106-03. The secretariat to send a doodle poll to the council in order to either defer the next council call or to add another call devoted to the CWG second draft proposal public comments. And that's completed, and a call is scheduled for 28th of May at 12 UTC. And that's an informal council call in addition to the regular one.
Right.
That's all.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number three, which is internet governance. And the Working Group on Internet Governance, as you'll recall, Young Um has been appointed as co-chair of the CCWGIG, replacing Jordan Carter, who is focusing on the accountability work group. And is Young Um on the call?
Yes, Young Um is on the call.
Okay, thank you. Young Um, can you provide us an update on what's happening in the CCWGIG?
Byron, this is Bart. Young Um requests if we could discuss this after item number four. Currently, she doesn't have access to audio.
Doesn't have audio? Okay. Okay, then let us come back. Item number three. And Young Am, if you can just let us know, confirm when you do have audio. Thank you. Okay, then we'll move on to item number four, which is an update on the stewardship transition and the accountability processes. And there's certainly lots for potential discussion here. Since we last met, a number of things have happened, including a letter from Larry Strickling to the ICG and CCWG talking about timing and other things, but I think also making as clear as he's going to make it known that there is some flexibility in the timing and that September 30th shouldn't be thought of as a hard date. Also, as I hopefully all of you know, yesterday was the closure of public comment on the CW's stewardship proposal number 2. I haven't had the opportunity to look, it's pretty early morning for me here, I haven't had the opportunity to look to confirm how many responses were in there, but we'll come to that. And there's also the public comment on the draft proposal of the CCWG. We've had other activities happening in and around this space, which we'll get into in more detail, but as the chair, subsequent to our last council meeting, I also sent the note to the co-chairs of the CWG and CCWG, just clarifying our thoughts on what broad support meant to make sure they had it very clear in their minds, our interpretation of what broad support would mean. And we've also received Nigel's note on the limited duration of the CCWG public comment. So Nigel raised that issue, which there was some discussion about, and I think as Becky indicated back when, this item was a discussed item at the CCWG meeting in Istanbul, and it wasn't a staff-driven activity. And we'll come to more of these discussions in more detail, but I just wanted to provide a little bit of an overview and just really highlight that there's been a lot of activity on multiple fronts around these two streams of work. So we'll move into item 4.1, which is an update from the ICG. And Keith, if I could ask you to give us an update on that.
I hope everyone can hear me okay, but this is Keith. The ICG was scheduled to meet early in May and cancelled the call as had no business to discuss, but it met for the first time in a bit over a month today. Four items on the agenda, two substantial items. Probably the most substantial item was discussion on the letter received from NCIA regarding the timing, the timeline and NCIA's commitment going forwards to being slightly more flexible since it looked unlikely 30 September was going to be moved. While this absorbed a lot of the time on the call, it didn't using a resolution, and we've gone back to the list to try and resolve. There's still a feeling by some on the ICG that they shouldn't wait for the names proposal to be finalised, and they should proceed with the protocols and numbers applications forthwith. And there's a certain belief that, you know, 30 September could still be reached. But I think consensus will probably form around the idea that the ICG would like to see that the IANA contract renewed for up to a year with a right of early termination should everything fall into place before then, that a one-year extension would be sufficient time to properly exhaust and achieve consensus from the names community. The other significant item, I guess, was an initial pre-assessment undertaken by one of the members of the ICG on the CWG IANA proposal to make sure that it was consistent with the overarching principles of the requirements of the RFP, and certainly it appeared that one person's view was that it was compliant and tidy, but that again wasn't formal consensus-based decision, and there'll be a lot more discussion on that as we go forward as well. But it's essentially a high-level nitpick to make sure there's nothing that's out of scope or difficult. And there was a bit of discussion about forward meetings and schedules. For those who are going to Buenos Aires, there's 2 days of ICG meetings on. On the chat from Abibu that I'm not audible, so sorry about that. Hopefully everyone heard me.
Keith, could you be so kind to check if the notes are correct? If not, please do this in the chat.
Bart, I think the actual call was yesterday. And I'll write a bit more in the chat to correct it up a little bit more. And that's it for me. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Keith.
Okay, thank you, Keith. Are there any questions for Keith or any other ICG members on the call who would like to add anything?
Byron, this is Demi. Just to say that I'm okay with the Keith reports.
Okay, thank you. Well, seeing no further questions, then we'll move on to item number 4.2, which is an update on the CW stewardship. And hopefully most of you will have seen that Lise, who couldn't join us on this call, sent a brief written update, which Bart had forwarded on. So we should have a sense of that. And are there any CWG members on the call right now? None that I see. But certainly, I think the main thing is the comment period ended yesterday. I know there were a number of comments that I had seen, certainly included from Center. I submitted my own comments on behalf of CIRA, and I know there were others, but I'll be very curious to see the comments in more detail as we have time to read them. I would also remind us that we do have an informal call next week to talk about the decision-making process as we go forward on this. And I think the other important thing to note is that it's certainly my interpretation of where the CWG is at right now, that they are still very much hoping and working towards some kind of a timeline in around a decision in Buenos Aires, which my sense is probably not realistic, and just an informal conversation have suggested as much to them, and we're only one of the SOACs that they have to worry about. But I think that it's my sense that they're going to have to come to the conclusion themselves that getting a decision out of Buenos Aires is looking like a less and less likely outcome. Any comments or questions on that? Any discussion?
Byron, this is Byron.
Peter.
Oh, sorry.
Peter. Thank you, Byron. Thanks. Just a brief comment on the interaction with the center members on this. I mean, as I've signaled during previous calls, it's been tough, to say the least, to grab members' attention for such an extended period of time. So readership of the summaries that we send out, we're dropping to all lows. Like I think one of the last updates had 15 readers out of a typical readership from our community of between 60 and 80 readers. So that went from bad to worse. But recently, since we've been discussing these board comments with the community, we've seen more and more practical questions coming up. And to me, that signals actually that, first of all, people are getting interested again, which is great. And it also signals that they understand the practicalities of what's being discussed. So even though the details of some of the CCTLD specific aspects are hidden in Annex whatever on page 67, members did pick it up, and so I'm seeing more attention to detail, more attention to the practical aspects, and I think that is also what we can expect from the Buenos Aires meetings. I think people will probably get over the complexity of some of the visuals that are used by the CWG pretty quickly. And we should expect, I think, plenty of practical questions. So it would be good if at least somebody from IANA could be around, even if it's for the 10th or 12th then for them, explain how some of the things practically work. I'm still getting a lot of questions on, yes, but how would that change the way that or requests for an address change or a technical contact change would be approved. And actually, when I'm explaining to them how it would be approved, then the conversation quickly turns to what is happening now. So I strongly recommend to have experienced operational people stand by during any of the discussions in the CCN as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. That's great feedback and at least somewhat encouraging. And I know that the program working group has put forward an agenda which obviously will have a lot of discussion in and around this subject, and we're also working towards making sure we have the right folks in the room for when we have those discussions, which would include, you know, leads certainly, staff support from the CWG, who are very, very intimate with the details, as well as operating folks. So good suggestion, and we will definitely do that. Thanks, Peter. Just a reminder, your hand's still up. Bart, did you want to add something?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, say, I've checked this morning again on the number of submissions from the CCTLD related and CCT, entities and CCTLDs themselves. If you say there were 49 submissions in total up till 10 a.m. my time this morning, and 14 of them were from the CCTLD related entities, and I've forwarded this to the council list as well just prior to the call.
Okay, thanks, Bart. Maybe I could ask Carolina, from your perspective, just to put you on the spot here, what have you seen in your region in all of your outbound communications? Would you echo Peter's comments? Are you starting to see better understanding? Where is your region at, broadly speaking?
Hi. Byron, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Good, because I'm in a hotel with a limited Wi-Fi connection. So yesterday we had our a policy meeting, and we managed to discuss a draft. I mean, I echo Peter's concerns strongly. I'm seeing the same thing, but there is a hardcore of registries that are really, really interested in that, and as he mentioned, that they want to get into some of the nitty-gritty of the details. Unfortunately, in Latin America, we wanted and we expected some individual registries to proceed with their own individual comments to the proposal. But in a webinar we hosted last week, there was strong support for having a collective position, taking the opportunity that we were having an actual meeting, face-to-face meeting here in Lima yesterday. So we set up a document that, because it's it was approved by consensus, and we were working on the actual spelling and wording of the document yesterday morning. When these kinds of collective document positions are not sometimes as detailed as one would expect from the comments coming from an individual CCTLD. So this is my update on my side, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thanks, Carolina. Anybody from the other region who can provide a sense of how their regional organizations are communicating this, or just give us a feel for what's happening in the region? All right, seeing no comments there, we'll move on to the next item, which is 4.2, which is the update on CCWG accountability. And is Mathieu here?
I am, Byron. Can you hear me?
Excellent. I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you. Could you provide us an update, please?
Sure. Thank you very much, Byron, and hello to fellow counselor. So a short update on the CCWG accountability, and I noticed that on the call is Thomas Lutz, my fellow co-chair for the DNSO, as well as Becky, who is one of the key persons in charge of many aspects of the report. So I think we're in good shape to answer any questions. But first of all, as you mentioned, Byron, thank you very much for the council for the clarification on what the broad support meant in the previous correspondence. I think that was very much appreciated by our group. And as you also noted, Byron, the interim proposals were put for public comment on May the 4th. And the public comment period is open until June the 3rd. So we are in the middle of this period. Since it came out for comment, we have run two webinars and a dedicated session with the ICANN board and a number of other outreach. Our hope is that we get as many inputs as possible, and especially from the CCTLD community. And what we are currently looking for is, of course, confirmation that we're on the right track when that's appropriate. But also, we are looking for further dialogue when people have concerns to actually understand what the underlying concerns or risks are about. And that's why we need to establish a number of channels to have this dialogue happen. So, number one, we under consideration is the organization of additional webinars in the days to come to answer any questions that the community may have. We are very much available for a dedicated sessions with specific communities. So if the CCNSO wants to organize a session for CCTLDs I mean, I am personally available, but I know others in the group are as well. There are some concepts that are introduced by the report for public comment, which are new, and therefore there is questions, and that's something where we would appreciate any opportunity to provide clarification before people actually can submit their input. So the next steps after June the 3rd will be obviously to assess comments. There is a face-to-face meeting planned the Friday before Buenos Aires meeting. The goal of this meeting will be to identify consensus points in our recommendations, but also diverging views as well as concerns. And our goal will be to use this assessment of the community input to steer community discussions during the Buenos Aires meeting. And so we would obviously welcome specific conversations with the CCTLD community in Buenos Aires to inform these discussions. And a second public comment period on outstanding issues will be issued in July. At least that's the timeline so far. And this second public comment will be focused on outstanding issues, so we really encourage everyone to read the report now and contribute and raise their concerns as early as possible so that we move the process forward as efficiently as possible. And I think in terms of updates, that was my initial remarks, and I'm available to answer any question, obviously.
Thanks, Matthew. That was very helpful. Are there is there any discussion or specific questions for Matthew on what he has said today, but or broader questions on the work of the CCWG? Well, Matthew, I guess you have answered everybody's questions for now.
For now. Thank you very much, Byron.
Thank you. I appreciate you making yourself available for the call. And we will no doubt have much more for you in Buenos Aires. Thanks, Matthew. Okay, we will move on to agenda item number 4.4, which is around decision making. And there's an opportunity for some discussion here, but I would remind you that we do have a separate call specifically for this topic next week. I have put forward some background information that you can see in the notes themselves, really trying to introduce and frame the challenge that we have. But just by way of some preamble, you know, one of the challenges we're hearing is from non-CCNSO members of the CCTLD community just expressing, I'm going to call it curiosity, not yet concern, but curiosity about how they're going to be engaged in the decision-making process. And, you know, that balanced against the fact that the CCNSO specifically was tasked by ICANN to shepherd this process through the broad CCTLD community. So, I mean, we have the, in a sense, the mandate by ICANN through an ICANN process, and we have certainly committed to being the shepherd for the entire CCTLD community. And, of course, that's a bit of a delicate balancing act to act on behalf of the CCNSO, as well as ensure to the greatest extent possible that the full CCTLD community has been invited and informed to participate in the process all along the way, which to the great extent possible I believe we have done thus far. But as we come into the decision-making process, you know, be it in BA or beyond, or likely beyond, how are we going to do that? And that's really the kinds of questions we're going to be asking in a call next week, and I'd like all of us to be thinking about between here and there. Because as the chartering, one of the chartering SOACs in both the CWG and the CCWG, it is our responsibility, our mandate, to provide an answer, be it support, expressing non-support, or at the very least, non-objection. In a sense, those are the three potential outcomes, one of which we must come to on these proposals. And part of that is our mandate to include non-CCNSO members in that process and ensuring that we have done everything we can to include non-CCNSOs, CCTLDs in the process. So I would ask you to reflect on what you see in front of you in terms of the problem and the process, and be ready to provide some constructive discussion and thoughts when we have the call next week. In the interim, certainly open to discussion right now and any opening thoughts before we get on the call proper next week. Is there any discussion on this one right now? Okay, seeing or hearing none right now, we will move on to the next agenda item, which is item number 5, which is an update from the FOI. And it's my understanding that staff, together with our with the CC board members, Chris and Mike, have been working to introduce the conclusions of the FOI to the board, and I think just, at least for me, late last night, Chris indicated that this, to a great degree, had been done so, at least with Steve Crocker, the chair, and we'll be working it to the full board imminently. But, you know, maybe I'll just ask Keith if you could give us an update on that and make sure that I'm interpreting where it is correctly, and also to just provide a little bit of an introduction to the potential for additional policy work related to CCTLDs.
Okay.
Because the FOI is the gift that just keeps on giving for you, right, Keith?
Something that cannot be cured, I think, sadly. Yeah, thanks, Byron. That's correct. The recommendations from the final FOI report now in the process of going through an iteration on the ICANN board with a view to their development of an implementation plan. Chris and Mike are certainly not foreseeing any problems in this regard, and it's quite likely that Becky and I, as the chair and vice chair of this working group, will be asked to work with the IANA staff on the final implementation process. But we'll learn more about that probably before or during ICANN Buenos Aires, and certainly there'll be some significant progress from the ICANN board before or during Buenos Aires on this. Council will probably remember too that as part of the work on FOI and the delegation redelegation working group, we highlighted a couple of points where or which were outside the scope of the these working groups, one of which was the retirement of CCTLDs where there is no current policy or guideline documentation for the retirement of a CCTLD. Another instance is that RFC 1591 suggests that there should be an appeals mechanism for decisions made on delegations and redelegations. And to date, that appeals mechanism has never been used or certainly the appeals mechanism outlined in 1591 is no longer appropriate. So what might be an appropriate appeals mechanism would probably require a policy development process as well. So I think in terms of where we go with the IANA transition, there's been a certain amount of discussion around either or both of those topics and others where there's been a temptation by people on the various working groups to try and invent and develop policy on the fly so that things could be resolved as part of the transition. I think it's probably more important that we don't panic and we take a measured and deliberative set of steps towards developing quite critical policies for our community, and therefore the IANA transition could potentially refer to the need for the CCNSO to develop policies on specific subjects and include that as a reference point within the IANA transition process rather than trying to find solutions on the fly. Thanks.
Thanks, Keith. Any questions for Keith on that or general discussion? Leslie, please go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. I'm in quite a noisy room, so I apologize in advance as well. I understand what Keith is saying, and we've always known that the FOI working group, that there will be some PDPs created as a result, and I think it's right that we should very firmly remind everybody that this is within the CCNSO policy process, not elsewhere. But my query on the letter is the expectation or the impression that one might have that this can be a fairly swift process. The letter talks about this being in the near future or within a reasonable time frame. And as several of us on the call will recall, that the PDP is not anything like a quick process, neither is it intended to be. So I would just suggest an edit to manage expectations on how quickly that policy making might be, given its importance, and no doubt there will be quite a lot of discussion around those two issues. Thanks.
Thanks, Leslie. Keith, did you have any comment on that? I mean, it's a fair, probably reasonable point that the word be resolved in the near future.
Certainly I think it's a valid point, and I don't think anyone in the CCNSO would suffer from the illusion that we could get a PDP done in next to no time. But I think the reason why we want to promote it to be done within a reasonable time is to avoid any opportunity of ICANN saying there is no policy on this and therefore we will develop one and do it top down. So I think providing we can cover off that aspect and assert positively that this is for the CCNSO alone to develop the policy, then I think relaxing the wording around the timeline probably is appropriate. So well pointed out. Thank you, Leslie.
On that note then, can I suggest, you know, there's two, I'm always somewhat loath to do group editing, but in looking at the two lines or issues that Leslie has raised, the comment or the phrase used within a reasonable time frame, that one is probably okay if the previous one that suggests it would be resolved in the near future, if that was modified to be more consistent with the reality of a PDP. And that if the wording in the near future was modified appropriately, then the reasonable time frame could probably be left. Sorry, Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, if it could be modified perhaps to something along the lines of as early as the CCNSO can possibly do or as a high priority for CCNSO, I think that might cover it off. So perhaps Bart and I could do some editing in the coming days.
Okay. So just to be clear, Keith and Bart will tune that one phrase to indicate that it will be as promptly as the CCNSO and its processes allow for.
Thanks.
Indicating that it is important and that it will be addressed by the CCNSO in a very timely manner, but consistent with our processes. Does that make sense? Any discussion on that, Keith?
Just wanting to understand agreement.
Okay. That said, seeing no further discussion on that, we do have a draft resolution, but we'd need to make it conditional on acceptable wording. So understanding the proposed minor clarification, I would like to still put the draft resolution to the council for adoption, recognizing we will fine-tune the wording that we've discussed. Is there any objection to moving forward with the resolution based on what we've just discussed? Okay, seeing or hearing none, I'd like to put the resolution forward. And I'll read it for the record. The CCNSO Council requests its chair to send a letter to the chairs of the CCWG Stewardship and CCWG Accountability, which addresses the following points. The CWG Stewardship and CCWG Accountability are requested to note and advise in their final reports those issues that are specifically pertaining to CCTLD policies, which will need resolution or clarification after the IANA transition. And the CWG Stewardship and CCWG Accountability are not expected to resolve these and other policy issues, which are within the policy remit of the CCNSO. Are there any objections to that resolution? Okay, see or hear none. Are there any abstentions to that resolution? Okay, seeing or hearing none, that resolution is unanimously approved. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing that fine-tuned wording. Okay, Young, it has audio, so as you'll recall, she had an update on the agenda from back in agenda item number 3. I'm going to ask us to return to agenda item number 3, and Young-Um, could you provide us an update on the CCWG IG as the co-chair, and first let me say thank you for taking on that responsibility. Young-Um.
Thanks, Baron. This is Dylan. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. I attend two sessions of the CCWIG. The group is discussing the participation in discussions about internet governance outside ICANN. We will, of course, have public sessions during the Buenos Aires meeting, and we are still discussing the topics that we are going to be discussing. So far, two sessions are planned. As for the topics that we have been talking about, are the first of all, there was a statement by ICANN that was delivered to the CSTD plenary titled "With This Resolution on 10-Year Review," and so the position of ICANN, kind of supporting the work of the CSTD and with this. And emphasizing that, I mean, supporting the IGF and so on. That statement was given, and according to Nigel Hicks, it was generally favorably accepted. Now, in a couple of days, the WISIS Forum is going to be taking place in Geneva, and there is a session that is planned by ICANN, but members of the CCWGIG will be there and will be participating. The title of that forum is ICANN Contribution to WISIS Lines, Pursuing Global IG Multi-Stakeholder Processes. And so it's a general sort of, I guess, information session about, I mean, to the WISIS Forum regarding the multi-stakeholder sort of support activities that ICANN has been involved in. It's going to be moderated by Tarek Kamel and Bill Drake, Marilyn Cade, and Peter Sangeshwash will be there as members representing the CCWGIG. There will also be a GAC representative as well. Thank you. Sorry, one more thing. One more thing is that there was some discussion regarding the Net Mundial document, whether we would be comfortable supporting it or not, but it was I guess generally concluded that we don't have a mandate. We need to go back to our SOs, and we need to make sure that we have the mandate. And so that will be one of the topics that we will be discussing during the Buenos Aires meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, Yung-Um. Any questions for Yung-Um or discussion in general on this topic? No? See or hear none? Okay, thanks again, Yung-Um. And we'll move back to agenda item number 6, which was an issue that was raised since the last council meeting, and that was really around the NOMCOM appointees and other non-CCTLD associated councillors' access to the CCNSO members' email list. And this is specifically raised by Nigel, and essentially asking why those NOMCOM members or non-CCTLD affiliated members do not have immediate access to the mailing list. Could I just remind everybody to mute their phones if they're not talking so we don't hear you typing? Thank you. To subscribe them to the member list, a council decision is needed. There's certainly been some discussion around this subject, and I'm willing to entertain more. To me, it seems like a fairly straightforward logistical issue that we need to process here. But that's the background. Do we just let non-CCTLD affiliated council members have access to the mail list. Yes or no? That's the discussion point. Now you can see the draft resolution here. I think it's pretty clear that they, if they're going to be councillors with us, that they should have access to the mail list. Any discussion on that? Okay, seeing or hearing none, I'll just read the resolution. In accordance with the guideline for the CCNSO General Meetings, Section 10, the CCNSO Council approves subscription of NOMCOM appointees and other councillors not subscribed to the CCNSO members' email list for the duration of...
Could include their membership.
Yes, the typo here. For the duration of their membership on the CCNSO Council, and we will clean up that little error. Any discussion on that? Peter, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Byron. I think the explanation that has been given...
Peter, you're very faint. Could you speak up, please? We're closer to mic.
My mic was up. This should be better.
Thank you.
Both Gabby and Bart have given, on a number of occasions, I think, a perfect explanation of why we were using the email distribution methods that we have today, so where only CCNSO members are on a CCNSO member list, where it was perfectly clear that councillors, even if they were not affiliated to CCTLD operators, received all the relevant stuff that they got in their capacity as a council member. And so probably did I, as an observer. I've never felt that I missed out anything because I was not part of the CCNSO members list. Unless now somebody tells me that I actually am. No. So I wouldn't mind. First of all, I support the draft resolution, but I don't have to vote on that. But since I'm affected by it, I personally wouldn't even want to be on the CCNSO members list. I'm already getting enough information.
Peter, you are on the CCNSO members list.
I am. But then there is almost, as you explained in the past, there's almost a perfect copy between being a council on the council list and being on the CCNSO members list. How many times do you send out an email to the CCNSO members list that is not going to the council?
Well, that almost never happens. So I think the issue is more about the discussions that happen within the list. Not that that happens very often, but...
Exactly. So I frankly don't understand all the fuss that's been made about this. Just my two cents. Thanks.
Thanks, Peter. But to be clear, you don't object to it.
But no, I don't. And I couldn't because I'm an observer. But thanks for asking, Byron. Appreciate it.
It wasn't a formal objection. You don't have any real objection to it, although you do raise a point. Okay, any other discussion on that or comment? Okay. For those who can vote, are there any objections to this resolution? Seeing or hearing none, are there any abstentions to the resolution? Okay, seeing or hearing none, it is unanimously approved. Thank you. Okay, we will move on to council updates, agenda item number 7. In terms of chair updates, I have provided you with most of them, having sent a note to the CC, I have sent a note to both the CCWG and the CWG in terms of clarifying expectations on what broad support meant. That's probably the main outbound activity. I have also had conversations with the co-chairs of the CWG, just tempering their expectations about the CCNSO's ability to provide an approval in Buenos Aires and suggesting that that is not a likely outcome, while recognizing it's potentially a hoped-for outcome, it's not a likely outcome, and have sent a note to Steve Crocker regarding the FOI. Those are the main outbound activities that I have participated in. 7.2, any updates from the vice chairs?
No.
No, nothing more from me. Already discussed ICG and FOI, which have been the main focus of my activities.
Okay, thank you. Any councillor updates? Okay, I see no hands up. Okay, on to item 7.4, any regional organization updates? Peter, please go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. Most people have already seen our submission into the public consultation for the CWG. We're also drafting a response to the CCWG consultation. In addition, we will have a center position on both of these. Unfortunately, the timing for the public consultation, and we understand perfectly the reason why, but that timing did not allow us to use our own processes to get full member support. So what we're basically sending in now is placeholders where the board, based on earlier discussions with members, is commenting. And hopefully we can get see that supported by the membership, every single one of them, actually, by a center position that should be available by the time of the Buenos Aires meeting. Thanks. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, but I don't hear Byron.
Thank you. Yeah. I was just going to say, any other comments? Any discussion for Peter, questions for Peter, or updates from other regional organizations?
Maybe just one more. We also had an off-site board meeting 2 weeks ago. I'm thinking of whether there is something we can share during the regional organizations update at the next CCNSO meeting. But from a couple of different perspectives, we came to the conclusion, it was not planned or synchronized or anything, but that 2017 would be a very important year for the CCTLD community. It has both to do with the way the market is behaving and where that ever downward trending growth line is crossing the retention line for most CCTLDs, at least in Europe. It has also to do with our internal costs and where we believe that some of the internet governance efforts will actually become too heavy to be borne by the part of the CCTLD industry that is currently active, let alone which will be active in a market that is under pressure. So I thought that was quite interesting. So keep in mind 2017, the year to watch out for. Thanks.
While not specifically the work of the council, I think that actually is a very interesting subject for the broader member meetings going forward. Some of the discussion around, should we call it terminal growth, i.e. the end of growth for many of them, maturing CCTLDs, and what does that really mean as you approach, or some already have experienced zero growth, let alone negative growth, for the first time. So yes, that will be an interesting potential discussion at a members' meeting. Thanks. Any staff updates? Maybe I can just even ask Christina about the cocktail party or any other staff updates.
Hi, Byron.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, about the cocktail, it looks like it's going to happen, so I'm working on the final details, but it looks like everything will work out.
Ah, well, that's good news. Thank you. Any other staff?
This is Byron. Maybe in the context of the cocktail is what we've noticed this time, unfortunately, very late in the game, we saw some smaller CCTLDs sponsoring the CCNSO cocktail, but up to 2 or 3 days ago, it was still very shaky whether there would be a CCNSO cocktail in Buenos Aires. So that's why Christina made that remark.
Okay, thank you, Bart. All right, item number 8, working group updates. 8.1 is a SOP. Anybody from the SOP who can provide an update there?
If not, I can do it.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, just briefly say, as you know, say on the previous call was already mentioned that the SOP submitted its comments to the fiscal year 16 ops plan and budget. About 1.5 weeks ago, some members of the SOP, Debbie and Giovanni, had a call with ICANN Finance and Chris Despain as member of the Board Finance Committee to explain the submission of the SOP and for further discussion in Buenos Aires.
Thank you, Bart. 8.2. Is that a Gabby update for 8.2?
Yeah, I can give a brief update. You know, this TLD ops email list, which the CQ working group has been working on implementing. It's up and running. We have at the moment 141 subscribers, including IDN CCTLDs. We're still working. We're doing a lot of outreach activities right now to reach out to CCTLDs that have not yet subscribed. And I can mention that .ec, .kr, and .ci, all of them are represented on the council. Your CCTLDs are not subscribed yet. So could you please contact me so we can get you subscribed? But I'm also pleased to say that we have many CCs that normally don't participate in any way. They subscribe like Antarctica or Falkland Islands, or even the Vatican gave us their blessing a few days ago. So, yeah, so we're good, but we still hope to get many more subscribers, and that's all.
Okay, thank you. 8.3, the Guideline Review Committee.
Yes, thank you. Yes, unfortunately, we don't have any blessings from Vatican or from anyone else. But anyway, we're now working on more substantial stuff. We have prepared the first two reviews of actual guidelines. And by the next meeting, Leslie and I will try to provide proposals how to rewrite the guidelines to make them easier to read, reflect current practice, and so on. And we also continue reviewing other guidelines. So our other members are also, everybody gets his own guideline to review, and we follow the template, review template. Now we're more or less happy with the template. Probably we'll we'll have to change it a little bit later. But still, the work is going on, and I think we're good, and we'll give an update during our short presentation slot in Buenos Aires to give a brief information to the community.
Okay, thank you. Before we go to number 8.4, just because I see some chatter in the chat room, it would appear that ICANN has put out an announcement that Fadi's stepping down in March 2016, so just a little over a year from now, which is presumably something of a surprise to us all, and an interesting tactic to announce that a year in advance. Anyway, I do not want to let a piece of news get us derailed. I put it out there just because it's been announced by ICANN. And you can think about that at your leisure after the call. Let's keep moving to item number 8.4, CCWG updates, country territory names. Any updates there?
This is Bart. The working group is, or the CWG is, working on a first set of assessments on two letter codes. It will provide a history on the use of country and territory names by the BA meeting, and that history will include, and it's probably for the first time, hopefully a clear description how the ISO 3166 MA works, how it assigns two letter codes, and how new country and territories are included in the ISO 3166. That's all.
Thank you. Any discussion for Bar?
No.
Okay. Principles and framework for CCWG. Becky?
Again, this is Bart. Maybe it's easier for me to say so. It's been reasonably dormant due to the developments in the new in the two CC or the three internet larger cross-community working groups, the IG, stewardship, and accountability. Staff is working on a new overview that will be shared with the working group shortly.
Yeah, sorry guys, I was talking to myself on mute, but Bart is exactly right.
Okay, thank you. 8.5. Program working group update.
Program working group. Well, we don't have any news. Agenda is already published. Oh, the draft agenda, clearly. Now we have to form discussion sessions on IANA stewardship transition and on accountability issues. And Alan from .ca is working on that. With full support from other members of the group. So I hope that we'll have great discussions in Buenos Aires. But otherwise, there are some late requests for slots coming in, but currently we cannot allocate them any slots because at this point we're trying to keep enough time for discussions.
Okay, thank you. Agenda item number 9 had written updates from GNSO and ALAC. Any comments or discussion on those? Nope. Okay. Thank you. Item number 10, work plan, updated monthly. So are there any questions for Bart as the keeper of the work plan. Okay. Seeing or hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 11, which is just an update on the next meeting dates, and the only one to really take note of is the informal meeting date, May 28th, noon UTC. And, of course, at the BA meeting, as we've heard, we have a relatively packed agenda, sufficient that we can't really add anything new to it. And we already have, I think, a tentative schedule for our meeting with the board. Any comments or questions on that? Okay, on to item number 12, any other business? Do any councillors have any other business they would like to raise for staff? Okay, seeing or hearing none, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much, everybody. And we're actually letting everybody out 15 minutes early, so enjoy your free time. And we will see you all soon in BA, if not talk to you sooner.